Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
On with Mario Lopez.
You're on Mario Lopez. Join me now on Zoom from Ashley Garcia, genius in love, Paulina Chavez. Welcome to the show. How you doing, sweetie?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing great.
It's okay. I am having you on the show right here. What's that room you're in? All those guitars. That's cool.
This is the home living room that's upstairs, and we have guitars and ukuleles around, just instrument room.
Does your other family members play?
Not really, but this one is signed by Juanes.
Oh, nice. Okay. I've actually seen Juanes in concert in San Antonio.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember, this was like my first memory, but I remember being like the stroller and listening to Juanes.
Wow. In a stroller. Wow. I can't remember anything that far back.
I don't even know how I remember, but I just remember like opening my eyes and hearing lots of noise, but it was Juanes. I remember. I think it was like a naked hour or something like that.
Yeah. Wow. Very good. I would ask you how you're spending your time in quarantine, but I know you were up in Nevada shooting a cool Christmas movie for most of it. How'd you enjoy that experience?
Oh, it was very interesting, but it was fun. We were taking all the precautions. So it was fun. Overall, I had a blast filming.
It turned out really well. I'm going to get to check it out in November. The dude who played your dad was incredible, though, I must say.
I heard that he was really, really good. But I heard that he gets butter really easily.
He gets butter. It's a little inside joke because her mom says I get butthurt all the time, which is so not true.
Very true.
So not true, you liar face. Tell Patty I said hello, but it was great. It was fun playing your dad. So I know this already, of course, but you're originally from?
El Paso, Texas, and I moved to San Antonio.
Oh, and you moved to San Antonio at what age?
I was 6 years old.
Oh, okay. So that's pretty much hometown because where you did all your grown-up years and stuff.
We still go back to El Paso, Texas and go to Ciudad Juarez, Chihuahua and just visit family and eat.
So a lot of your family is still there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we go back all the time.
Got it. So is it just you guys in San Antonio? No other family?
We have a couple more. One of my primos, one of my mom's primos owns a restaurant over here.
Oh, okay. Really nice. How far is that drive, by the way?
From El Paso?
Yeah, to San Antonio. Do you drive it or fly it?
8 hours. We drive every time. 8 hours. It's an 8-hour drive.
Oof, man, Texas is big.
Yeah,
those 8-hour drives. Wow. So let's talk Ashley Garcia, genius in love. What do you remember about the audition for the role?
Ooh, I remember getting it on a Wednesday night and it was due on a Friday morning. And I remember being captivated by the character. Yeah. My mom's like, I'm like, what are you doing? But I remember being captivated by the character because she's an intelligent young Latina that we haven't really seen on TV. So I was really captivated, and I submitted my self-tape. And a week later, I got a call that they wanted to see me for testing, which was really, really cool and crazy at the same time. And then y'all flew me out to LA, where I met you, where I tried to play it cool. But I don't know if you remember this, but I remember seeing a lot of people in the role, which Seth Curlin, David Kendall, and many other wonderful people. And you were at the end of the table. You came up, gave me a hug. And I was trying to play cool. I was like, oh, nice to meet you. And I gave you a hug, and I turned to all the producers, and I was like, I was just like, oh my God, it's Mario Lopez. But then when we disconnected from the hug, I was just like, oh yeah, nice to meet you. But everybody was laughing.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, I was rooting for you because I was the one that said, hey, we got to get her, in here. And I'm really happy it worked out. You made me look good with that. So what can you tease us about regarding the new episodes on Netflix?
Ashley Garcia is going to have new romantic moments, and she's going to learn some stuff about life, which, I mean, I feel like it's an emotional roller coaster, and everybody's going to be excited. I mean, everybody has been positive about it so far. People are like, when is part three coming out? When is part three coming out? I'm like, girl, I just came out. I don't know.
And are most of your friends and fans Team Tad or Team Stick?
My best friend is Team Stick. But I feel like it's halfway down the middle.
Really? So it's pretty 50-50.
It's pretty 50-50, but my friend is just like, it has to be Stick. And I'm like, you just have to watch and wait and see, because I don't even know.
Stick has been getting a lot of love. That's my kid's favorite character.
Really?
my son loves Stick. Maybe because he's goofy like him, so he likes that. So I know we talked about Feliz Navidad for a quick minute. It's coming out in November, and we didn't talk about your role in that, though. How was that role different?
Ooh, Noelle is, I feel like, I don't even know. She's just a beam of light.
She's pretty
positive.
Smart, too.
She's super smart, and she is just so positive with everything. And I don't know. I feel like she's just a little bit different from Ashley Garcia, but she's fun.
And you get to sing and play guitar.
I get to sing, play guitar, and dance.
That's right. Showing all that off. That was fun. So I'm looking forward to people.
That was a lot of fun. So happy Courtney was there to choreograph.
Yeah, that's right. Hey.
Oh my God, you're amazing.
Mrs. Lopez playing dual roles. She was funny in her little role too.
I saw the whole series, part two of Ashley Garcia. She was amazing. Amazing.
Good. I'm going to have to tell her. See, I haven't seen it yet. So I'm going to have to.
Isn't it your show?
No, we're going to see. No, but I've seen it, but I haven't seen it like on air and seeing how it's came out. So we're going to binge tonight. That's the plan tonight. Paulina, being one of the few Latina leads on TV, you feel like a role model for the culture right now?
I do. I really do. I mean, people tell me that they look up to me and Ashley Garcia. So I know it's a big responsibility, but it's fun. It's fun. And we need a lot more Latinos in Hollywood and positive representation for Latinos. I believe there needs to be a good balance between them. USC did a study about how the top 100 grossing films prior to 2018, only 3% featured Latinos in co-lead or lead roles, and only half of those were Latinas. And that doesn't even include stereotypes. So I believe it's super important having a show like Ashley Garcia and Diary of a Future President and Jane the Virgin, so many other wonderful Latinx shows. We need more of those.
Good for you. And last time we were hanging out, you were letting me listen to some music of yours. So I know you're getting into some music. How is that going? And how would you describe your sound?
Oh my goodness. Everything's been slowed down because of COVID, but I'm hoping to work on it very soon, not only with Sin Cadillos, but with my mariachi teacher, who is amazing. And
I love you sing mariachi.
He's awesome. He really is. We actually just recorded Feliz Navidad.
Oh, nice.
The world. So it was pretty fun, but I don't know how to describe my music, but what I want is alternative meets rock meets a little bit of Latino pop and a little hint of mariachi.
So who are some of your influences?
Selena Quintanilla. course, he's like top number one always. Juan Gabriel, Luis Miguel, who else? Alejandro Fernandez, Vicente Fernandez, all of those wonderful people. But also Camila Cabello, I love the way she incorporated her Cuban roots to her music. One that I've been listening to recently, Ash with an E at the end. Mm-hmm. He's coming out with a song on Wednesday, I believe. And I'm so excited. She's so fresh and new, and her music style is just so different, and I love it.
Okay, cool. Those are some cool people right
Would
there.
You be willing to join Mario's new family band since you played his daughter?
I would love to do that.
We're going to have a jam session.
You can audition for
us. Put the Lopez's right there.
Your kids can jam on the keys.
Yeah.
They're jamming up, yeah. Right?
It's good.
Oh my God.
Sonny's dancing along.
Sonny, he's going to be getting in there. he's got the rhythm. He's the hype man. He's like the Flavor Flav of the fam there. Okay. Paulina, before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Okay.
Go to karaoke song.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, dang. You really want to drag it out. Okay. Favorite show you've watched during quarantine?
The Rain.
Rain? Which one's that one?
Rain. It's about Mary, Queen of Scots. It was a CW show, and I've already seen it like 3 times. But also Gilmore Girls is also a great one.
Okay. Celebrity crush growing up?
Chris Pine.
Okay, and what? What did you see him in?
I'm sorry, I was supposed to say Mario Lopez.
What'd you see Chris in that you liked?
I think it was Just My Luck with Lindsay Lohan. It's a pretty, oh my goodness, I remember watching it. It has the band Messiah in it. You have to watch it. It's fun.
I have to watch it.
Was that post-Lindsay's success?
I don't even remember. I had it in 2002 when I was born, and I just remember watching it all the time.
What's something you learned in 2020?
Self-care is very important, and you learn to love yourself before you love others.
Very good. And your favorite part of quarantine is?
Playing music and sleeping.
Yes. I'm all about that. Well, Paulina, congratulations on everything. I'm very happy for you and proud of you, mija. Say hi to your mom and everybody. And listen, please be sure to watch Ashley Garcia, Genius in Love, now on Netflix. Thanks for checking in, Paulina.
Thank you for having me. Bye.
All right, bye, sweetie.
On with Mario Lopez.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.